The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jaya Bhattaka Swami on February 11, 1990, in regards to the Kannada Gita release.
It's a very great honor for me to be here at this occasion, and with the permission of the Honorable Chief Guest and all the assembled Vaishnavas and mothers, I just wanted to express a few things on the importance of this Bhagavad Gita. Of course, the first thing would be how happy a moment this is for our beloved spiritual master, the founder Acharya of the Society for Krishna Consciousness International. He said that the most important thing was the dissemination of the transcendental knowledge. And the spiritual knowledge, the education for the masses of people, to bring them to be able to personally solve all the anxieties and problems of their life, to know the goal and purpose of life, to re-establish their relationship with the Supreme Godhead. All these things are possible with the Bhagavad Gita. So this is, I feel, a very historical moment, because being here in Karnataka state, the home of Madhva Acharya, the home of Udupi Krishna Balaram, is the most important situation for ourselves. Since we are coming in the disciplic succession or Guru Parampara, from Madhva Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation into the Vaishnava Sampradaya coming from Sri Madhva, and thus his disciplic succession is known as the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Although it's not surprising, at the same time, that Bhagavad Gita has been translated in other languages first, because possibly the priority was more in the other languages. Since the people in Karnataka are very religious and pious, one might even question, what is the necessity of another translation of Bhagavad Gita in Kannada? Although I'm not sure how many translations there are in Kannada language. But since this Bhagavad Gita is the Bhagavad Gita which has convinced the people all over the world, the Americans, the Europeans, including the Russians, the Polish, Scandinavians, the Africans, the South Americans, as well as even the Chinese, have become convinced of the importance of the Bhagavad Gita and its teachings by reading this translation and commentary. Actually, commentary is not used. That word commentary is not used anywhere in this Bhagavad Gita. It's the Bhagavad Gita as it is. The word purport is used. The author, he explains in the introduction that when he first went to United States in 1966 with the Bhagavatam, he was graced with, when he was in Vrindavan, he translated the Srimad Bhagavat, Pratham Skand, the first Skanda, into English from Sanskrit with a copious purport. At that time, the Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri gave a very good welcome to his work. So he had been ordered, when he was a youth in Gandhiji's movement, he was ordered by his guru that you should see to the spiritual upliftment of the people. In the Western countries, they need Indian culture. They need Indians' wisdom. They need the science of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You are educated. You should preach in English-speaking languages. So It took, when he was 70 years old, he took up that order and he went by Scindia steamship ocean freighter, journeying over 45 days over the Atlantic Ocean to reach to the United States, where he established the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, and he went and preached to all the different countries, traveling about 14 times around the world. But when he first arrived, some people asked him, "The Swamiji, we want to read the Bhagavad Gita. Could you recommend a particular version of Bhagavad Gita for us to read?" At that time in English, there's about 400 commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. So he said, "I'm really sorry, but most of the versions, in fact, all that I can think of, that somewhere or other within the discussion, within the commentation, the author has put forward his own theories or own ideas to the Bhagavad Gita. So it's difficult for me to recommend one which is just giving a very straightforward commentary." So he explained in the introduction, he felt compelled to himself write a translation of Bhagavad Gita, just giving the direct explanation. In other words, when Krishna says, "Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam saranam bhaja aham tam sarva papebhyo mukhyishyami ma sucaha," that you abandon or renounce all other duties and occupational duties and simply surrender unto me. That in the purport he explained, this means that Krishna wants you to surrender unto him. He gives it direct without trying to change anything, just explaining what is the history of that, what have other previous acharyas like Madhva, like Ramanuja, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, what they have taught, and from different Puranas and Upanishads, what are the references of all these instructions. So it's a very direct, very simple explanation. He didn't try to impose, you won't find any deviation from the original text. Exactly, he even put for every Sanskrit word, the word-for-word translation, then the translation into English, and then the purport. So there was such a demand that subsequently, you'll hear the statistics, so many different languages have had Bhagavad Gita translated. About, they'll know the exact statistics, but I think it's somewhere between over 50 or so. And the effect is that when someone reads the Bhagavad Gita, they feel the same shelter, the same protection that Arjuna felt when he got the instruction from Krishna. Arjuna was bewildered. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do at that moment, whether he should fight or not fight. In fact, he decided not to perform his duties because of being so much bewildered. But finally he surrendered to Krishna and said, "Now I am your shishya, I am your disciple, you kindly teach me what I should do." And so, here the great student Arjuna, under the Supreme Master Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, he explained that to understand Bhagavad Gita, that the reader should try to understand it from the point of view that Krishna is Bhagavan. He is the Parameshwar. Whether one believes in that or not, that may be a matter of faith or realization, but at least one should read the Bhagavad Gita from that point of view. Then the Bhagavad Gita has actual meaning. If Krishna was an ordinary person speaking to his friend, then after 5,000 odd years, why will we still be concentrating on Bhagavad Gita? There are so many novels coming out every day. But Bhagavad Gita is such a work that the great thinkers of the world, whether Einstein or whether Thoreau or even our Gandhiji, they all have got unlimited inspiration from Bhagavad Gita. That inspiration is going on unending, because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Bhagavan Uvacha, and it is heard by Partha, Dhananjaya, the great devotee. So the discussion naturally were of the most intellectual, spiritual, philosophical level. Arjuna was a most qualified student, a great politician, a great leader, a great moralist, a great spiritualist, in all respects. On the other hand, Krishna, he was most of all, he was a great devotee. And Krishna was speaking to his great devotee and friend. So in this way, the discussion actually revealed many, many secrets. Krishna explained, Rajavidya Rajaguyam Rahasyam Hetad Uttamam, that Bhagavad Gita, I am giving you the greatest secret, the greatest education. So this has actually created a kind of tidal wave or revolution all over the world. People are now, you would be surprised to know that in Poland, in Russia, previously we could not so freely import the books or get the books published there. People were saving 1 month's salary to purchase Bhagavad Gita. 1 month's salary just to be able to get Bhagavad Gita. Now, since the government has recognized the Krishna conscious movement in these countries, now we are printing in those countries at a very subsidized rate so that all the people are able to get. In fact, just in the month of November, over 250,000 Bhagavad Gitas and other literatures were distributed in Russia. People are lining up to get this work. Therefore, we feel that it's very important for the people of Karnataka to be able to read the Bhagavad Gita in Kannada. And most important is for the youth. Although the older generation, many of them have studied the Bhagavad Gita, most of them know it, but you will be surprised. We being in this field, we are always meeting all the people, the common people. We have to meet everyone. So we are meeting the students, and the students are telling us that they're studying science, mathematics, history, but Bhagavad Gita they don't study. I met many college students have never touched the Bhagavad Gita in their life. In India, they know Marx, they know so many philosophies, but philosophy of Bhagavad Gita they don't know. So all of the parents here, I'm sure you can appreciate how important it is that the youth should be able to study the Bhagavad Gita and know it very thoroughly. So this Bhagavad Gita is written in very simple language and with examples of the 20th century, with examples that we can relate with now as well as with the ancient examples both. So here in the land of Krishna, here in this very sacred place, I'm sure that everyone can agree that this is a most historical occasion, and if everyone can take advantage and try to see that this Bhagavad Gita is given to all of the children in all of the schools, colleges, so that they can know and appreciate the great wealth and wisdom of India, the great classic of spiritual wisdom, the Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, His Holiness. I request His Holiness Bhanu Swami to kindly read certain quotes about what the scholars all over the world say about Bhagavad Gita as it is by Srila Prabhupada.
Of course, there are many scholars, countless scholars around the world, many learned people who have praised His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami's translations and purports in the English language. So I can only read out a few of these. I've selected some prominent scholars from prominent universities who have expressed their opinions on the translation of Bhagavad Gita as it is in the English language. The first quote is from professor of Sanskrit, Dr. Samuel D. Atkins of Princeton University, which is a very prominent university in America. So he has said this: I am most impressed with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's scholarly and authoritative edition of Bhagavad Gita. It is a most valuable work for the scholar as well as the layman, and is of great utility as a reference book as well as a textbook. I promptly recommend this edition to my students. It is a beautifully done book. And there's another university in America, very famous, Columbia University. And there, Dr. Frederick B. Underwood, professor of religion, has said this: I have had the opportunity of examining several volumes published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust and have found them to be of excellent quality and of great value for use in college classes on Indian religions. This is particularly true of the BBT edition and translation of the Bhagavad Gita. In America, or in Mexico, University of Mexico, Dr. Kailash Vajpayee, Director of Indian Studies, Center for Oriental Studies, has said this: as a native of India, now living in the West, it has given me much grief to see so many of my fellow countrymen coming to the West in the role of gurus and spiritual leaders. For this reason, I am very much excited to see the publication of Bhagavad Gita as it is by Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It will help to stop the terrible cheating of false and unauthorized gurus and yogis, and will give an opportunity to all people to understand the actual meaning of Oriental culture. And Dr. Shalagram Shukla, professor of linguistics at Georgetown University, has said, it is a deeply felt, powerfully conceived, and beautifully explained work. I don't know whether to praise more this translation of the Bhagavad Gita, its daring method of explanation, or the endless fertility of its ideas. I have never seen any other work on the Gita with such an important voice and style. It will occupy a significant place in the intellectual and ethical life of modern man for a long time to come. And from the point of view of other religions, Dr. Paul Lesourd, honorary professor at the Catholic University of Paris, he has also praised the Bhagavad Gita. I can say that in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, I have found explanations and answers to questions I have always posed regarding the interpretations of the sacred work, whose spiritual discipline I greatly admire.